to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Enda, ladies and gentlemen,
we are back home.
Yes. Yo.
This is where it all started, hey. Man.
No, not the way it started.
I almost said that, but I realized
it started
not.
For Soul.
Yeah, our journey with Soul.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
He came here, he was lit, he was drunk. Almost spilled on the mixer. Ooh.
That was big headaches for you back then. Now it's nothing, you know. It's like, the mixer, don't worry. Hey, let's get a mixer. Yeah. I remember he used to worry about this mixer.
Yeah.
Back in the days, man.
That used to be his baby.
Yeah. Huh? He used to record, you know, before Melingen, Ghost Lady was the camera woman.
Hey guys.
Hey,
And every time, because like with every memory card, after 30 minutes it stops.
40, yes. It was 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
So people must check with all the old episodes. Every time at 40 minutes, you'd see that you'll end up having to put in maybe like what would be our logo or something. Because maybe sometimes I forgot to press record.
Record, yes. Hey, good times, man. Yeah. I actually met a chiller, right? She had Art 55.
Yeah.
Mm. And he was saying like, yo, dog, amazing podcast as always, you know?
Yeah.
And he was like, I just watched the Scoop Macatini episode.
Damn, that's a throwback.
And he's like, that's my favorite.
Wow.
But why are the views so low? Because it's only got like 68,000. That's what he said.
Oh, is it?
Jeez, for real?
Yeah, bro. And it made me realize that, do you think we should re-upload the old episodes? Because Scoop's episode was dope.
I would say yes. Because a lot of people still suggest, will be like, no, guys, why don't you interview Dineo? You know, Ranak. And you're like, but we've done it already.
You know, so it's
like there's so many people who advise an episode and be like, no, we've got that already.
Yeah.
Like I saw someone thought, because I was being sarcastic, Ricky Rick posted a picture, a video of him and his wife dancing, but the wife didn't look interested.
Yay!
Yeah, you saw
that? I'm like,
what if the wife is already planning? She's planning the exit, you know?
To release a statement.
Hey, statement. And someone was like, hey, we're twerking for an interview, whatever. But you've done Ricky Rick, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. And people don't know. And it's a new trailer, clearly, who doesn't know that. So I think it's a good idea to re-upload. Because people don't go back. And Scoop's one of my favorites.
Yo, bro, it's one of my favorites, too.
Scoop, Chili. The Scoop one put me on the podcast.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. And it's golden.
So, okay, we'll put up a poll. For the chillers, they'll decide. Maybe on Saturdays we can do like a throwback Saturday.
Yes.
Retro Saturday and re-upload.
Perfect.
Because like, there's so much content there, bro.
So much
maybe
gold.
Share the link of an old episode. Like I think I
Simpio is here. Simpio, do you wanna come take the
Simpio, nothing new.
So we don't fuck.
You guys don't know that lyric?
No.
H2O. It's wonderful.
It is wonderful.
Spew and Minzy. Spew and hunting yell. Okay, and spew and scoot. Come on, in that.
Do you need the headphones or do you have your own headphones?
Yeah.
You need my headphones.
Zulu.
You got your own.
Yeah. Shembe.
Where you from? Where do you work at Super Sport, ne? Where do you work?
He's got multiple jobs, dog. You got multiple jobs, multiple streams of income.
Multi-choice
kind of vibes.
Rock me there.
Man.
Press the wave for your job, eh?
Anyway, now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome
again.
Yesterday, I had the most beautiful, the greatest day of my life. Me and my woman, we welcomed a baby girl. Her name is Zara.
Zara.
Makatu. Zara. I got a name this time because Ziggy, I didn't have a name.
Oh, Flip, you didn't name Ziggy.
No, I wanted to call him Mac G Jr. And then my woman was like,
hey. No. Thank you.
Thank you, Max woman. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nalidi. Thank you.
So she is Zara. Makatu, which is my grandmother's
name. Late grandmother.
Yeah, my late grandmother.
Yeah, oh. The one you asked Tez about, yeah?
Yeah. Oh. And because I was in there when, you know, the baby was coming out.
You weren't there?
No, I was in there.
Beautiful.
In the thing. And we cried, man. As soon as she came out, we cried, bro.
You cried?
Yo, bro, it was magical, man.
Oh, what? That is so lovely. Finally, we can share the news.
Yeah. The last name is... Not lady chose her name. What is it? Nilo Nelo. Some Twitter name. Nilo
Nelo. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's you're not going to use that one, definitely. You will never call her that because clearly you don't even remember it.
Yeah.
So which one are you going to call her by? Zara or Makatu?
Makatu.
So I see there's a Z, there's a Z trend.
Yeah. A Z trend,
That's not lady, bro.
Oh,
yeah.
Wants all the kids to be named after a Z.
Yeah, women love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so cool.
And I remember when she was pregnant, right? So we called my mother when we found out what the sex is. Mm. So like, hey, Ma, I called my mom. I'm like, hey, Ma, I'm having a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, congratulations, whatever. I'm like, I don't say congratulations. They're going to rock her.
Oh, gosh.
And she says, yes, that's what she's here for.
And she's right, though, sadly.
And it's very hard for you men to just accept that, eh?
Yeah, it is.
We can't think of our kids in that light yet. You know, maybe when they grow older, when you start wishing them to find the right person. Not when they are babies. They're like, hey, no, you're just going to be my baby forever.
That's what I fear, because I'll always see her as my baby.
Yeah.
Right? Now she's 18 and... You know what I mean?
But I think after 18, I think you start letting go as a dad. Like, okay.
I think it'll come naturally. I hope it comes.
Because they obviously look older and they're looking more matured. And you're like, well, I guess this is what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
Hey, but I'm moving different now. Hey, I'm thinking about a lot of things, man.
What are you thinking about, bro?
Hey,
you're a changed man now. Hey, you're a changed man. Hey, which one is this one now? You changed.
Like with my son, it's like,
now we understand the rebranding, hey?
Oh, hence the rebranding. Oh.
You've got a daughter, dog. Give me some advice. What can I expect, dog?
Look, bro, daughters gravitate more towards their fathers and naturally as a boys towards their mothers. Just be there for her. Love her. You're going to be her superhero. And that's it. Give her time. Give her love. And... you have to be the first man she falls in love with.
Oh, wow. Mm.
You know, like, so when these boys come through in high school and they got these things and that thing and the one's got this poetry and nice words, she already has had that.
Mm.
You know, you've bought her flowers, love her. That's it, bro. It's that simple. Be there for her, love her.
Hey,
disappoint her as little as possible.
Hey, man, I can't get over the fact that they're going to rock her someday.
But you would have come to peace with that when it's time for it to happen.
Time.
You know, obviously, like 18, 19.
Exactly, you start letting go.
I think you would have come to peace with it. And also, women love sex just like men, bro. Mm. And they want it and love it, and they were born to have it as much as men. Your mom was right. They were born to get rocked, unfortunately. At the right time, right age.
Yeah.
I'm not sending her to any sleepovers, you know, with uncles and families.
No,
don't. Like, yeah. That's
where they get molested, huh?
Aye. Yes. Mm-hmm. No, that's a fact. Like,
she's not coming to your house, eh?
Hey, man, let's go to this.
Hey, she's already got a boyfriend. Because the same time she was born, another kid was born, a boy, and he's Venda.
Jeez.
And they were like, they must be together.
Like,
I'm like, guys, whoa. I haven't even changed the nappy.
And men.
Already she's got a boyfriend.
How was it when your daughter was born, dog?
When my daughter was born, I was there. Natural birth. I saw everything.
Oh, wow. Mm. Wow.
There's the head.
Mm.
So you were hairy. Down there. Like,
yeah, there's
watched.
The head. Hairy. And there's the blood. You know, pussy like, you know, there's the head like coming out like, and I was there. And I wasn't even disgusted because it's my, then it's my woman, it's my child.
Yeah.
And it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I don't know, a lot of guys tend to think that they never see the woman's pussy the same. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But I'm confident in myself.
Yeah, some men say that, and then they're unable to ever...
That's weird.
You know, even have
man,
sex.
I feel uncomfortable. Pussy, that's a strong word, man.
Oh.
Oh, vagina.
Yeah, let's say vagina.
Oh,
yeah,
vagina. Yeah. Rebranding.
So no more smashing. No
rebranding.
Nothing,
oh, smashing. What? Rebranding.
Oh. So I'm just saying we're getting rid of those words.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful. Obviously, okay, the midwife held her first because she didn't breathe, right?
Oh.
But yeah, they got a slap.
They're like, papa. Papa, papa. I was like, yeah, look shy with it. Because slap my daughter that hard. What's wrong with you? See this finger? You know? And then, yeah, man, held her. You know, she tried like opening her eyes, one eye looking at me.
Oh, wow.
So magical, you know. And she had all that white stuff, you know.
Yeah.
When they were born, right? They got that white stuff. Then they're going to go and wash
it. And no one knows where that white stuff comes from.
No, because of the, I guess they're inside the womb. It's the water or whatever.
Yeah, they're in that fluid thingy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then. They leave it on her for like
a day or two.
They leave it, like they tell you, you know, they leave it for like a, I don't know, like a day or two, because you can't just wash it off. It's there for a purpose, and the child needs that thing.
Oh.
You know? Yeah, so they leave it. I know it's like at some public hospitals, apparently they just remove it, but if it's a private hospital, they just leave it there and then they'll wash it at a later stage. The most beautiful thing ever, bro.
Yeah.
Most beautiful thing
ever.
Did
you have to get a push gift? I gotta get a push gift now, bro.
A push gift? What's a push gift?
A gift for pushing.
Oh, like push! Yeah. Mm.
For giving birth.
For giving birth.
It's like birth. I
gifted her with a daughter now, you know?
Yeah, you didn't do much.
You didn't do much.
What do you mean I didn't do much?
She has carried the baby and all of that.
Though.
And birthed the baby.
True. Yeah, I did get gifts. I just don't think they were push. I didn't know what they were called, like push gifts, you know? But
I guess now they've got names for them.
Yeah, of course. You know, once she's healed, get a spa.
Yeah, I was planning on getting
spa treatment,
designer bag.
Oh,
designer
woman,
bag.
Yeah. She loves that stuff. So I was planning on getting that.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And then that fucking motherfucker, Lerato's boyfriend, bought the fucking hotel. No, I got up my game. I'm busy searching Formula Ones. Which one is available?
Formula Ones.
It's like whatever Formula One, even.
Oh, Formula One. They're called Sun One now. Yeah, so those hotels.
They're called Sun One.
Yeah, they're Sun One now.
Yeah, because that nigga came with some fire.
You know, that guy always just. Is it still Ngala? That Ngala guy.
I don't
Tommy.
Know, bro. No
it's still
knows.
Tommy Ngala.
Well, he did say husband. Didn't they say husband?
But remember when we had him on the show, she didn't want to really
talk
divulge.
About,
about her love life.
Yes.
But still, whoever that guy is.
That nigga is insane.
No, but he did not buy the hotel. Apparently, I think that, she knew about the hotel. I think he just did the renovations.
He renovated, but
yes,
still.
Yes, as a surprise.
No, it was a house like this.
Oh.
And then he renovated into a spa.
Oh.
Into a hotel.
Oh. Yeah. Wasn't it a hotel before? I thought it was
No, it was just a normal house like this. And then he renovated
it. Wow, man.
Oh. This motherfucker.
Oh, I know
that
shit.
Is beautiful.
I saw even 5 helicopters flying over. So
yeah,
he even booked 5 helicopters just to fly over.
What are those helicopters doing? Because I thought they were going to drop letters and they're just.
So you mean people probably wanted to have a helicopter ride as a Valentine's Day gift, man? They were booked out because of him. Aye.
Hey, that nigga's wild. What does that nigga do? Do you know?
He must think of.
I don't know, man. I don't know what that guy does, bro. But Loretta's nice.
And she's been asking me to come to her house. I'm going now.
Going for a sleepover.
Yeah.
Nah, let's go, bro.
Hey, bro. What did you do for Valentine's? What did you get up to?
Like I told you, man, Valentine's for me is just a day. So I just chilled.
Mm.
I didn't do anything fancy, nothing fancy. Mm. I do those randomly.
Mm.
So I didn't have like a special Valentine's Day. Just chilled.
Let me tell you.
I prefer it that way.
Kanye West sent a truck full of roses to his former wife, who has moved on with a young ninja. Boiti went to Cape Town with the bae. I hope Slick Talk approves.
Hey, Slick Talk.
Master KG apparently booked a whole restaurant and bought a car for Makazi.
Whoa, for all!
Hey, these niggas are making us look
most
bad.
No, but you must do what is within your power, dog.
Yeah. What did you do, Ghost Lady?
I did nothing. We didn't even wish each other happy Valentine's Day.
Exactly.
No, it was just a normal day, like literally, guys.
Do you guys know how Valentine's started?
I know there was someone who died, Saint Valentine's, a martyr.
Yeah.
And then it became after him. I don't know the story, the details of the story. But I know someone, a martyr, died.
Here's Saint a quick recap. Valentine's. Valentine's apparently originated as a Christian feast day honoring one or two early Christian martyrs named Saint Valentine's. It has today become a worldwide tradition, religious and commercial celebration of love. Some have labeled the day as a cult of Western well-fed life. Which is true.
Which is true. And also, guys, Valentine's is not Women's Day. It's not Ladies' Day. It's for lovers. So there's this whole notion that Tina Machita, and that's why I don't like Valentine's. I'd rather do something on a random day as a guy doing it for my woman. Because on Valentine's, I expect something as well. And I expect something as grand as what I'm giving you. You know, that's why I just stopped the whole thing. Because women just, it's like, you. What about us? We need love as well. We need gifts as well.
No, I get it. And at the end of the day, sometimes I'd actually love to see next Valentine's guys flossing. Men just flossing off the things they've received from their women. That would be nice. That would be nice.
Yeah, I received a baby.
Oh.
You didn't do much there.
Look at you. The only work you did was like 9 months ago.
Yeah.
No.
And it took you a minute.
Wow.
But see, it just shows.
Nkotile. 1 minute. Ay.
But it just shows how much I love women. I decided to have one on my own. That's how much I love them. You know what I mean?
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah. That is so not feminist of you.
I thought you were rebranding, man.
Yeah.
I thought you were rebranding.
Yeah. Our boy Slick Talk is back.
Oh, yeah, he's back.
Oh, thanks to Mini.
Yo.
Hey, Slick Talk is crazy, man. Slick Talk is lit. What did you think about that, bro?
He made some valid points. I mean, he made some valid points, you know? Mm-hmm. And to me, look, I don't know Mini from a bar of soap. I don't know that guy she married. But it does look like she married a guy who was just well off and they were tight and they were good and it never worked. You know? And isn't it poetic on the day that you are bringing a life to earth? She's announcing, especially after she said she couldn't. Remember what she said? What was the tweet when she were getting backlash with the Joop Joop thing?
She was one of those people. Yeah, do better.
Do better. I couldn't finish the episode.
Yeah.
Well, the episode is not the only thing you couldn't finish.
As a matter of fact, the podcast lasted more than her marriage.
Jesus, dog. Shit, that's a million years on a woo, we did say. Learn not to comment on things.
You know what I feel sorry for? You know, it's the people who subscribe to Showmax to watch her wedding. And look now. You see?
What was it becoming Miss Jones?
I think so.
Two days. Too special. No, yes. Not 2 days. Too special. Yeah. Two-part special. That's
Showmax.
A big bag.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, bro. Nobody in their right mind would ever marry an it girl. Like, no one in their right mind. I kid you not, bro.
Why?
I kid you not.
What if you've changed? What if you've just... I used to be a it girl, but now I just want to be a home girl.
It girls. Slick Talk was right.
Mm-hmm.
They will do whatever it takes. What's wrong with my mic there? Is it okay?
Yeah. Spew. Yeah. You will be sounding that.
It girls will do whatever it takes to secure the bag. Right?
Mm-hmm. Showmax bag kind of vibes.
Okay. Is my mic fine? Okay, cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, in life, as a ninja, you might have money, but there's always someone with a bigger bag. So you'll never have the biggest bag.
Oh, yeah.
So which means your it girl is always up for sale.
Even if they're a wife and they're committed to you?
You can't wife an it girl. You hit and run. That's it. Tell me which it girl has had a successful marriage. I'll wait as I sip on my grandeur, which is available in all stores. Okay, certain stores, yeah.
Yeah, certain stores. Yeah. You're getting carried away now.
Yeah, at break.
Tell me. Tell me which it girl, bro. And the thing is, like, the niggas that these it girls marry, right? It's rich niggas that don't know about the industry. So if you're in the industry, everybody knows what these it girls get up to in the industry, bro. No one in the industry is going to marry Mini Dlamini because we all know what she's been up to. Nobody's going to marry Boy. We all know the shit she's been up to, bro. I kid you not. Am I lying?
Then you're going to apologize again. I don't know what Boyty's been up to.
I do. And you do too.
Ha! I do. I do.
You don't know the taboo night.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah. I heard. I can't confirm. Were you there?
That's a call.
Nah, but dude. Hey, but there isn't an it girl who got married.
Bro.
Yeah.
They just secure the bag and then they're out.
I mean, I remember Minnie was married and then Terry Henry. How do you say it?
Terry Henry. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was in the country.
The Arsenal, yeah.
And she tweeted that, oh my God, this guy's in the country. It's a pity I'm married.
Ah, she said
and
that.
And people are bringing that tweet up, yeah. I'm like, ah. It girls.
It never lasts, bro. Never, never, never lasts. Mm. Kid you not. Mm. Tell me one.
Yeah, Vele, who? What's it girl?
No, and they always marry the same type of niggas. Rich niggas who don't know anything about. You know, and then these niggas find out what these girls have been up to in marriage, and then it's I was raped.
No. But she said it's, well, she literally blamed COVID because she said the last 2 years have been hard on us. We had to deal with so much loss. I'm like, ah, that's COVID. Okay, we all dealt with loss, man. You know,
yeah.
It's COVID. She literally said that, and I think that's not the reason. There's something deeper. Because we've all, how is loss going to put, you know, a strain on your marriage to the point that you divorce?
Yeah.
She's not telling the truth. Something happened there. Something happened. No one knows. We can only speculate.
Can we compare them? Can we compare them with American, like, girls, though? Or American women. Let's say your Beyoncés. Aren't they it girls? But
no,
then they
man,
are.
Those are superstars.
Okay, so.
There's a difference between an it girl and a superstar. A superstar actually has talent.
Oh. Mm.
So that sustains them.
Kim K?
Kim K?
Is an it girl.
It.
And look at her relationships.
Ah, but Kanye is trying everything.
Ah, right. Kanye is just. No, Kanye is being obsessive. Kanye is terrorizing Kim and Tara. What's the guy's name?
Pete. Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson. Mm. For Pete's sake, you must just fucking stop terrorizing his ex-wife, sending her flowers. Van full of roses on Valentine's.
Yeah.
That's messed up. You had your turn. And when you had your turn, you were losing your mind on stage, talking about how you guys almost aborted your kid and whatnot, and revealing sensitive shit, really sensitive shit
about your marriage
to the world, man.
Yeah. Just,
and also, when she's getting clapped, you're rebranding. When her cheeks are getting clapped. When the cheeks are getting clapped by another guy, it's over, bro. It's over. Leave. It's over. Like, what's happening with Kanye West is
it's messy.
It was happening with a normal jabu from Force Law, it would be like, hey, restraining orders. Hey, hey, you're being abusive. Oh, men are trash and whatnot. That shit is fucked up, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, just let her go, B. Let her go.
Man.
You know, she has daughters. That's someone else's daughter. Let her go, bro.
Exactly.
Had your turn, you fucked it up.
Okay. These it girls ain't loyal,
yeah,
man.
No, okay, it girls.
Hey, know. These it girls, dog. Yeah. And then she's Minnie said they are gonna continue being friends, but then she removed all his pictures on her Instagram. How got the friendship? Or is it like, oh no, these pictures were taken when we were married.
Yeah.
Therefore, from now on, the pictures can go on.
Yeah.
That's
the
weirdest thing
photos.
Ever. Yeah, that's the weirdest. Don't say you're gonna be friends and whatnot, then you remove the guy's pictures.
I saw a tweet. Someone
shame.
Said. Showed a picture of Annie Lempirisana saying, I want mini Dlamini. Mama, I want
Mama, 1 mini. Oh, wow.
No. Annie must focus on Tamia. I guess he's happy, he's married, he's good.
Oh, yeah. He just got married now.
Yeah.
Yo, but Mini was once hard, bro.
Woo! Mini! Remember that when Casper and them, Mini and then Ifani, you know, like all the lyrics were like Mini.
All, yeah,
I
want to
marry
Mini
or Mini
yes,
and Millie or
yeah.
whatever. Yeah, she was the it girl.
You.
And I remember one time at the bank in Rosebank, there was a thing called the bank. And she arrived, man. Everything stopped. She was wearing white, thick.
No, you're a father of a girl now. You remember, you're rebranding. Hi.
I'm not rebranding.
That's not my girl.
Ha! Ha!
used to, she said stopped everything. The music stopped. Everything stopped.
Yeah.
Hey, when Minnie was at the top, she was at the top, bro.
Who would you say is like the Minnie of today, right now?
Isn't she your Mihlali?
Mihlali.
Yes.
Mihlali.
But no one has sang. Who has made a song about Mihlali?
Ah, it's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming, man. Oh, okay. It's just that they don't know how to rhyme with Mihlali yet, you know? Oh. But it's coming. What do you rhyme with Mihlali?
Angdlali.
Angdlali. Ngizure asangdlali. Ngifuna Mihlali.
It's coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, City Lights passed away, man.
City Lights. Sure. Yeah. God, I remember seeing the tweet. I found out from C Live's tweet that City Lights shot dead 8 times.
Sure.
Eight shots.
So was it a hijacking, Vel?
That's the story, but come on, it's 8 shots, man. And everybody sort of saying this wasn't, it was a hit.
I got a screenshot.
Why?
Let me read.
Oh, okay. And I'm so glad there's no
shot
of a tweet or something.
Yeah, yeah.
How many
what happened,
shots?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm so glad. I'm so glad no one like took pictures or anything, because in situations like these, people are always going to flock to the scene, take pictures, and that's just, no one is trying to see that.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad, you know, people respected him who were there around that scene. But fucking hell, 8 shots.
Bro. And apparently, I can't find the screenshot now, but apparently, like, there was about 2 armed guys or 4, somewhere like that. And then he was with someone. The other person ran away, and then they stole his car, took him to like a dingy place, and then that's where they shot him.
Oh,
in
fuck.
The back and everything.
In the fucking cowards.
Yeah, bro.
Yo, I feel for like their mom. I mean, it's Pro Kid's brother, right?
Of all of, yeah, it's Pro
Not
Kid's
so long
brother.
Ago, she buried, I mean, you know,
Pro Kid
Uli
and now,
Inda,
yeah.
And now it's City Lights.
And we had him on the show, remember? So he was talking about how, not Kalawa Jasmine, what's the other label?
Yes, Ambitious.
No, not Ambitious, Yes Boo.
TS. Oh, yeah, the TS and the proceeds of Pro's work. Yes.
Remember we had him on the show.
Yeah.
Cool guy, man. Very chilled guy.
Very chilled guy, bro. Everybody loved that guy, man.
Yeah.
Crime, guys. Crime. And it will be an unsolved case. Like all the others, like Blackie's case, like Glenda from Drip's case, all the other cases,
it's
man.
Like we're just always back to square one.
Getting out of hand, bro.
And the last time I spoke to him, I was playing at his venue. He had a venue there by Villa Gazi Street. And he was saying it was during lockdown that we'd just come out of lockdown. And he was saying during lockdown they looted his place. And he's like, yo, man, I'm trying to create employment for people out here, but they're the same people stealing, looting. I was like, hey, dog, you know, that's what it means to be a black man in society right now, you know?
That's what it means to be a black man. And I wonder, like, sometimes is it worth it for black people to reinvest into the hood? I mean, look at, what's his name? Nipsey Hussle.
Ish.
He got shot right outside of his shop. Marathon, remember?
Yo.
In the hood.
Yeah.
Ish.
By a black guy.
After doing a track like Victory Lap, which is so profound.
So is it worth it for black people to sometimes come back and reinvest into the hood? If you're going to get... My Mane Piri got shot. My Mane Piri, former Bafana Bafana player. Was at the 98 World Cup.
Yeah.
In Alex. Got shot also outside his venue.
Banyaza.
Oh.
Wait. Banyaza passed away from Soweto.
Yeah, but he's an RIP as well. I get what you're talking about, RIP priest.
Oh, he didn't get shot or anything.
No, he didn't get shot. He just passed away.
Okay.
The guy who came up with the first ever Chisanyama Kukas.
The Rock.
What do you mean?
Banyaza.
First Chisanyama?
Yes.
Come on, man.
Oh. Oh, okay, who came up with
Chisanyama, guys? Chicken dust technically is the first Chisanyama. Chicken dusts before we decided, let's throw meat and vars. Chisanyama's, come on, Chisanyama's a bride, dog.
But Banyaza was the first to monetize it. The Chisanyamas that you know of today, that's his.
I know it was big, Banyaza. Yeah. I used to go there a lot.
Yeah. It's his brainchild, these Chisanyamas.
Are you for real?
Yeah, there's even a Chisanyama now in America. DJ Jaws is playing.
Hey, Chisanyama in America,
shout out to
guys.
DJ Jaws, he's going to be playing a Chisanyama in America.
I think in June, eh?
Yeah. We've got a Chisanyama venue there. So cool, man.
In America, wow.
Yeah. I think it's like diaspora, like a South Africans in South Africa,
yeah,
in America.
Yeah, it's so
fucking cool.
It's so cool.
I remember playing that Banyaza the first time, dude. When I went there, bro, I still had wine. Yeah. So they booked me. Yes, bro. It was Tap Tap. You know Tap Tap?
Sure. What's Tap Tap?
Tap Tap is Banyaza.
Tap Tap is Banyaza.
It's like, you know,
I still don't know what Tap Tap is.
You know, like,
it was like, you know, the
I know
hood.
It's Tap Tap. Rubbing stuff is Tap Tap.
It's like it's muddy. Your shoes are dirty. It's just Tap Tap, dog.
Oh, like that place we were at in Mpumalanga. I remember last week, 2 weeks ago.
Which one?
Mpumalanga, in what's the place? Coco Lounge.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
like that.
Tap. Yeah, good.
There's no VIP, nothing. Nah.
Yeah.
That's Carl.
And the people are real. There's no fake thing, nothing. It's
no
just
bottles, no sprinklers.
Oh,
what is it?
There's nothing. There's no women. There's no hosts.
There's no hosts.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Banyaza was the ish, bro. I used to go there. It's called Club 50 something. It's the technical name for the place, Club something number. It's a number, three number, 306 or something like that.
Yeah.
How
did we come up with Mukhodu Mondays? Like, do people actually make Mukhodu on Mukhodu Mondays?
They do, literally. The first Mukhodu Monday I remember was booked, even was Kostupung. Yeah. Stupin Alex.
That's the first one it started.
Yeah, that's Mukhodu Monday. I know it from there.
Oh.
There, that I can say I know it from there, and I've been there. And same thing, when you got there, it was not well made up with makeup. It wasn't an it girl.
Mm.
It was just real. And
so Mini wasn't there.
No.
I should never survive. No.
Like a marriage.
Not even 5 years. Oh gosh.
It's your trying. Look at that.
Yeah, dog. I think that's where it started. Alex,
just like Survivor is Mini's marriage is now. Come on in, guys.
You're not in onke. Hey, Zakala. Hey, Zakala.
Come on in, guys.
Come on in. Come watch the new show. Becoming a Gamini again. Not becoming Miss Jones now.
Home ground advantage.
Home ground. Oh, flip. Oh, gosh.
I guess the timing wasn't right. Just after Valentine's Day, you know?
Right after Valentine's, right? And I think she knew Valentine's, but you can't announce a divorce on Valentine's.
You can't.
You can't announce a divorce. Mm-hmm. It makes things even worse.
Yeah, no. Should have broke Valentine's Day.
Anyway, wait. Miss Chisanyam.
Yeah, no.
Mukhodu Monday, guys.
It was Mukhodu Monday. I think Alex Kostupung. I think that's...
So it's not like black people when they say it's a pool party but no one swims.
No, there's actually Mukhodu.
No. Okay.
Mukhodu Monday has to... And I see now it's a whole thing. Like,
it's a whole thing.
In the north, Mukhodu Monday.
Yeah.
I don't trust Mukhodu from the north. But yeah, Mukhodu Monday, it's big. But I think that's where it started. Alex, dog.
Alright, cool.
Now
man.
It's become very fancy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Did you guys see Nasty C broke up with his girlfriend?
No.
Oh yeah, shame, man.
Yeah. I don't know if it's true or not, but he posted like
really
it's his first Valentine's without her.
Why? Oh. I don't get it when strange like when you connect to with a relationship.
No, not
you know
that I connected it that deep, but it was just like I looked and I really wished that they continue in this and really prove the world wrong, you know, as much as people would hate. So it was like, that's why I'm like, how? I really believe they can do it, you know?
Or like
they seem so genuine.
Like Lizzo and Musa, Dr. Musa.
Mm.
Yeah, to me, they look like that. They look like, shame. They're going to work out. They love one another. They're obsessed about one another. But they always end up, you know, that's why I don't put too much... Because we don't... Relationships are relationships, man. Whether you're a nasty
but
the
thing is, you see, it's also when it becomes too much of an... Like an Instagram relationship. When everything now... Everything is documented. You know, you going there. You doing this. It's documented. It
but
just
that
becomes
was doomed
too much.
For failure, guys. He's young, man. He's been traveling the world. Japan, America.
No.
He's getting pussy left, right, and center.
He's getting what?
Pussy.
Not vagina. Rebrand. Look at you. You forgot already. You forgot already.
I fuck, man. She's old now. She's 2 days.
And I knew he was going to drop pussy, you know. Something I'm like, rebranding, I spawned.
Did you think Nessie right. was going to last, dog? There's no ways, bro. Mm.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's so many people who travel all over the world and have still keep their relationships.
Yeah.
However, there will be turmoil in their relationship because you will snack when you are in the US or wherever, traveling the world. You will snack.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's up to the woman, you know. She's strong enough. Can she stand that kind of behavior?
It sounds to me like it was one of those things where it's a high school sweetheart love and you're trying to hold on to that. Because it's a good story.
At first, it's looked
it's
like
romantic
that, but
story,
because
yeah.
I think after a year and seeing like, wow, these two are still together. That's when I was like, you know what, they can pull through. I feel like they're solid.
Way
you know?
Too young. Life
because if
long.
We are high school sweethearts, ghost lady.
Yeah.
By the time I'm 30, 25, yeah, or even no. 20, actually, we've outgrown each other.
Honestly, I don't believe in like this high school sweetheart kind of stuff. I feel like, you know what, yes, dates there and there, even tertiary, like people who say we've been together for since we were like 16. I bowed down to you.
Yay. Ooh,
like it's deep.
Do you remember your first high school sweetheart?
It was just crushes.
Yes.
It's that. It's just crushes. And just like, you like that person, you like that guy because he's got this. Maybe it was a matriculant guy, you know, and I'm still like in grade 8. Those were the like sweethearts.
Mm.
But you never like a relationship. No.
Do you have a high school sweetheart?
Yeah, I do, but we dated, but it doesn't count. Like, when I count my exes, because we didn't have sex.
Exactly.
You know? It was Christina from St. Francis.
What's funny about that?
Christina.
I would never remember the name.
Yeah, it was Christina, man. Grade 9, St. Francis. Yo, I love that
is
girl.
Is that a white
man.
Girl?
No, black girl black from Watchville, dog. Very black girl from Watchville. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
man. I remember going to Eastern Mall to the movies.
Yeah.
Nervous about kissing her in the movies and we kissed.
You kissed at the movies?
In the movies. Hey,
that was a flex.
In the dark.
In the dark.
At the back.
I can't remember.
Okay.
No, it was not the, like middle somewhere, you know?
Okay.
Then you brush the thighs. You brush the thighs. Like, it's getting, then you come in your pants. And you're like, fuck. What's going on? What is this one now, you know? Yeah, that was my first crush, man, in high school. No, first high school crush. Not first crush.
Mm.
But first high school crush. Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember yours?
Yeah, bro. We're playing Spin the Bottle.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So we had a house. It's me. Yeah. Hey, that girl was a hoe, man.
Rebrand.
Sorry, city girl. What do they call them now?
It girl. It she girl. Was an it girl. A high school it girl.
It was the high school mini. Oh, hey, can't you said that. No, she was not a hoe.
Such a meanie. You really just said it like that.
So we had a house, bro.
Yeah.
And my other friend today is my best friend. And then she's like, let's play Spin the Bottle. White girl.
White girls, yeah.
And then?
They were pretty, you know.
What do you mean?
Like loose, you know, they were like, very free. Not loose,
yeah.
free.
White girls free. Free.
White girls yeah. free.
Yes. Yes. They still are.
They're still free.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, black girls are not free.
Yeah, no.
You gotta pay for the white weave, you gotta pay for the, you know, white girls is free.
Bro, white girl will never say, here's the invoice.
No, nothing. The invoice is. No, nothing.
White girl is like, hey, my father will fire you. He owns YouTube. You're gonna get deplatformed. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you're at the white girl's house. This,
yeah.
Now the spin bottle.
So we're playing spin the bottle. I've always had a crush on this girl, right?
Okay.
But I never
What's her name?
Told her. Christina. Is it the same girl?
No, it's not the same girl.
No, it
mine
can't
was black.
You've got
light skin but black.
You're a white screen Christy.
From Watville.
Yeah, you've got white white girl.
By Hyde Park there. Mm-hmm. So we there, we play Spin the Bottle. And then it's time for me and her to kiss. I'd never played Spin the Bottle. I'm a dude from Venda.
And you've never kissed?
Yeah, I'd never at that time.
Jeez, how old are you?
Huh?
How old are you not?
I can't remember.
Great?
I can't remember because in Venda weren't spinning bottles, we were spinning avocados.
Oh!
So we do the thing. He's just like, kiss me. All right, cool. So I go in for the kiss. But I don't kiss her. I blew. I was like,
you went hand down.
And then after that, whenever it came to me, she was like, no, I'd rather kiss him.
Oh, shit.
And that's the last time I saw her.
So why was she a hoe then?
Exactly, why?
Why is she letting two niggas...
Because you're blowing on her face.
How?
Why is she letting two niggas spin the bottle at a house at that age?
There's nothing wrong, it's just a game, you see?
But you know, spin the bottle, bro.
Yeah.
Back then it was just kiss.
It was
kiss,
just kissing.
It wasn't like,
yeah,
go back, you know, forget a room or something.
Mm. Exactly.
Kiss. And you blew in her face, bro.
That was definitely hoe behavior.
Yeah.
No, I disagree.
Then I went back and I learned how to kiss. I learned how to kiss using, what's this part of your arm?
Which part?
This one.
So, oh, that part.
Yeah. So what did you do? Show us.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Jesus.
Is that how you look? So what are these? The lips now. What are these? The lips.
I see a whole lot of chillers.
Nobody else learned this. Like that.
Dog, we didn't learn like that.
Nah, fuck out of here, guys.
No way.
Niggas are trying to act cool because we're recording.
No, bro.
I'm telling you, I'm not the only one who learned like that.
Nah.
Tattoo says they learned at work. He learned on the job.
How did you learn how to kiss, Coast Lady? No way.
I don't know. Maybe you could kiss yourself in the mirror. You know that kind of like, that moment you feel like you're teaching yourself how to kiss and you literally kiss in the mirror and you just, I don't know what you do.
This is the best way. Try now. try now.
Let's call Mnaga. Mnaga is around.
Anyway, moving on. Did you guys hear Tom Cruise is in the country?
Oh, yeah, he's shooting Mission Impossible, apparently.
Yeah, it's busy, that side in Mpumalanga, I guess. Yeah.
Isn't it in Mpopo?
And KZN?
Yeah, I think they're shooting all over the country, actually.
But how come no one is taking a selfie with him? Like a picture or something?
Well, I saw pictures of people with, they'll just say the helicopters or camera crew or something.
Yeah.
Those are the pictures I think I saw.
And it's not like Cape Town. Like in Cape Town, they'd flock him.
And I'm sure he's well guarded. Like, so you can't just be going to him and like, hey, selfie. I know, guys. I don't think so.
Why can't you get him on the podcast? He's here.
Oh. Speak to somebody.
Actually.
Or is it Mission Impossible?
Hey.
Imagine if we could be featured in there. how dope would that be?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Have you ever watched Mission Impossible?
No.
I love
actually,
them.
No. Mission Impossible, I gave it a chance at some time. It bored me.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Mission Impossible and the Bourne series. Bourne with Matt Damon. Yeah. I don't like it.
I love it.
Mission Impossible, Bourne series.
John Wick.
Die Hard. Shit. I don't like it. John Wick, don't talk
no.
shit. John Wick, I love John Wick.
John Wick.
Die Hard. Mission Impossible.
Not the piano song, dog.
Born. Yeah. And I love John Wick, dog. John Wick, that kills people with a pencil.
Yeah.
You know, like, I love John
because
Wick.
Of his dog.
Because of his dog, exactly. Man. But I never liked Mission Impossible. I'm
but
surprised.
But that's the new school. Who's that guy who had a Pondo?
Steven Seagal.
Yeah,
that was
the new Steven. Steven Seagal will fight 100 niggas in a train.
Yeah.
And kill everyone.
Yes.
Without a gun.
Yeah.
That was one I didn't ever, I couldn't. You see, for me, like you see, Steven Seagal was that, your porn. For you, how you don't like your porn series, I never liked Steven Seagal.
And then Van Damme was always rocky.
Oh, I love Van Damme.
Van Damme! But nah, that's a nigga I respect, man.
Oh, God. Every movie, make sure it's in his contract. You must chow.
That nigga clapped cheeks, dog. But now.
There's this other movie where he's rocking. It's a twin. He's playing twins. And then not the brother.
I think it's Double Impact.
He loves the brother's wife or something. I'm like, this nigga is wild.
Van Damme was crazy, man.
I was too young to understand, clearly.
Yeah. Anything. Before we talk about what you want to talk about, no? Dude, like, a day, not even 48 hours goes by without someone offering me to do shoes. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm not into shoes. I don't even wear shoes.
What?
Like, I wear flip-flops, bro. Like, oh, yeah. It's so out of brand. Like, why would I do shoes?
So they're offering you to make shoes?
Ooh, yes. Like, every single day, a person calls me like, yo, let's partner up and do shoes.
Wow.
I'm like, yo, dog, like, I don't even wear shoes.
Mm. Yeah.
Unless it's a special occasion.
Yeah. Mm. You can't even do socks because normally your socks are not even the same color. You don't even wear the same, yeah.
Hey, man.
How ghosted?
Oh, that's why he doesn't wear socks a lot of times.
No, if he does wear socks.
You're getting too excited. Go see.
No.
Go see your house.
Put a sock in it. Now.
Do you get people that ask you to do shoes, bro?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's so weird, bro.
I think it's because of the trend now with Batu.
And Drip.
And Drip. Now there's Vaya shoes. There's the Landlords.
There's Danko. There's Danko as well.
Huh.
I saw that. They ripped off the brand, the D from Drip, right? Mm. There's Danko. There's all these shoe brands. And literally, like, it's easy. Because, like, if you go on Alibaba.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah.
And you search.
Shoes.
Customized shoes. Then they'll have a shoe you've never seen, and they'll say, put your brand here.
Yeah.
And you check the price for all of that, and you find like it's...
For maybe
$10. Or $10, right? Mm. So people are getting super rich, super fast, and people are thinking you'll just bite from anything. But it needs to make sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, bro, you can't just sell things for the sake of selling things.
Yeah, it needs to make sense. If you're Theo Baloyi or Likao, you're unknown, you're just an entrepreneur, it's cool, you can sell them. But then, if you're
an alcoholic, I've got my own gin, makes sense. It's on brand.
Oh, perfect. Mm. Yeah, exactly. Not you wearing a pakla and
well, you're
convincing
you could
people.
Maybe go like for my pakla then. Maybe let's say
yes.
If you had flops.
Oh,
like
yeah.
But I like Ricky Rick's one, man. The what's Cotton Fest? Ooh,
oh,
he's got nice flops.
Oh, nice flops, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Apart from the video he posted with his wife, him being happy, her not happy, that's a different flop. But. But the other flops are brilliant. The other flops are brilliant. The red ones, right? With the yellow cotton fish. Brilliant flops.
Oh, I'd buy those.
Yeah, those are dope. Yeah.
So if I made something like that, that would make sense. That's on brand.
Yeah.
That's on brand, exactly. Yeah. You know? Or like, okay, condoms are no longer on brand. You know, you're on your second child now.
You can't even do condoms.
He has to drop rocking the girls. You can't rock condoms anymore.
Yeah,
man, you know?
Yeah. You're but not rocking the girls.
I'm doing Pampers.
Yeah, that's on brand. Pampers.
A fatherly brand, you know.
That's on brand, yeah. Mm. And sometimes you need to be careful as a person what you're going to, you know, sell. Because you don't want people to be like, you're just selling anything you can get your hands on.
Yes.
It's good to be entrepreneurial.
People can tell, bro.
It's good. It needs to be genuine and needs to be organic. Otherwise, people can see through, you know, can see through that shit. You
like
know,
with women,
like
a lot of girls,
a rich guy.
A lot of girls now would have like...
Yeah, people see through that shit. We all know what you're here for. You know? We all see what's going on. See genuine.
Yeah. You're saying good.
No, I'm just saying, like, even with girls, you see how everyone would be selling weaves, hair, makeup, all of these things. Mm. So it just became like, everybody, you know what to do if you want to sell, you know, all these brands just to, that will appease women.
It's like Beats. That made sense because Dr. Dre has been a producer all his life.
Oh, Beats by Dre.
Yes.
Yeah, you see. Perfect marriage of artist brand.
If Maligan starts selling
lenses, yeah, that'll be definitely on brand.
Weed. On brand.
Roadkill.
Oh, roadkill at butcheries. On brand. Roadkill on brand.
Imagine ready-made roadkill.
Ready-made roadkill. On brand. On brand.
You can Uber Eats it.
You Yeah, on brand. Roadkill. So roadkill, guys. Package it. Somehow, yeah. You know? Yeah. Roadkill.
Before someone fresh does roadkill. It, dog.
Exactly. Fresh roadkill. Yeah. On Madigan streets.
Oh, by the way, speaking of
best
roadkill.
Best serve at 3 a.m. In the dark. In some shady pub. Behind the Louvre.
By the way, speaking of roadkill, shout out to everybody that came through to the podcast speed dating party.
How did it go?
Why is it a by the way, speaking of roadkill?
I get it, they left with some roadkill.
Oh. You see, Jamato. And there were more ladies than gents,
yeah,
right?
How did how was it?
Oh, it was amazing.
Oh,
it was beautiful. Fuck, it was beautiful, man. It was amazing.
How were the girls?
Girls were super hot.
Yeah, they were definitely. How?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm. And the guys? So did all the guys live with someone? Were people paired up?
No, there were people that came there for like serious love and they got it. And there were people that just wanted to fuck.
Oh. Yeah, there was a guy, like a drunk guy was just getting there.
Even girls, not even guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, even like, girls. I love sex. Yeah. Hey, story.
Story time.
One girl was complaining, right, that the guy who she had like 2 minutes with asked her for a job.
Not a blowjob.
Not that. A serious job. But I get that though. If you don't like someone and and you're unemployed.
Oh.
Take the opportunity. Mm. I get it. Yeah,
I think that's fair.
She took it as an insult. I was like, don't take it as an insult. And it's also his way of telling you that he doesn't like you, but he is unemployed.
No, but no, I think...
And you're
a
manager.
Think, what if he was like, you know what, actually, maybe I'm I may not get you now, but if I work or be around you, then maybe there's a chance. Maybe the guy was just being strategic.
Nah, that's politically.
No, guys. I'm serious.
I'm proud of him. Take your shot, fam.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Take your shot.
Maybe he was just trying to make sure like he just stays around.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. But I saw a guy leave. Like there were a few people who paid. There were a few people. Remember that guy? The one who left with the girl wearing a maroon, the skinny girl with the maroon thingy. I almost messed up his mojo because I was like, what did I say? Something stupid, condomize guys or something like that. But they were still tired after. They were like, sorry, guys. It was whatever. I forgot what I said. But yeah, some people got laid.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Sweet. Sweet.
Now, are you still with the girl we hooked you up with?
Rhea. Oh, she's in the rear view mirror. She's in the rear view mirror. Are you still with Rhea?
I got some bun.
Oh, you've private. Things are private now.
Rhea Totel.
That's what they say waiting for roadkill at the club. Where's Rhea, dog?
Okay. You're not gonna get anything.
Yeah.
From now.
Hey, we had hope, dog.
Y'all were coming along so nice, man.
Yeah, you can see everybody's having kids now. People were fucking during lockdown.
How?
We thought the same for you guys. Hey, but people were fucking during lockdown, eh? There's so many babies.
Hey, there's babies. Everybody's pregnant.
True. Everybody's Prince KB's about to have a baby.
He had a baby. No, he had a baby already.
No, he's having another one.
Oh. Another one?
Yes.
Different girl, obviously.
No, same girl.
Zola.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, but yeah. I saw a picture. I don't know the girl, so I don't know if it's Zola or not.
Zola just gave birth now, like a few months ago, like 2-3 months ago.
So does it mean she can't get pregnant again?
Okay, let's count, right? That Gaini says, wait for how long? You've had a child before trough, trough.
Well, technically, they'll just say wait for about 6 months, I think.
Ah, exactly.
So you're saying it's a
and
different
also
woman.
With Prince
year,
KB and that thing.
Just to heal properly. But obviously
bro, can someone check? Please check.
Yeah, you got to wait for a while, man.
I think it's the same lady, bro.
Yo.
Rihanna's having a baby. Who's having a baby?
Rihanna's having a baby.
Blue is pregnant.
Who?
Blue.
Bloom Bombo?
Yes.
No
Oh,
way.
Yeah, Bloom Bombo's pregnant. I saw that, yeah.
Who's the baby daddy?
We don't know.
We don't know.
Damn. There's also one of the Major League twins.
Major League?
Yeah. They're also expecting.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, one of the guys is expecting.
Yes.
Wow. Jeez.
They'll even have a show make special.
Yeah. 2 episodes.
Hey, shit. Hey,
else? Hey, people are rocking.
Lockdown,
hey.
They were rocking.
Yeah. Hey, everyone else is pregnant. Who else is, guys, everybody, just like, you, if you're on YouTube, if you're on YouTube or wherever on Instagram, yo, everyone is pregnant.
JR just had another baby.
Yes, JR.
Oh, JR, yeah, yes. Dope.
And he's a judge on Ace Idols, right?
Oh, yeah, he's the judge on Idols. You see, I get that. He's got the credentials. I mean, JR writes, has written so many hit songs. Mm.
Tembi Siete is also there on the panel.
How would you feel if, like, being judged by Tembi Siete on your singing? She's an actress / Boom Shaka rapper. It feels weird, man. Credentials. Yeah. So Mizu once dropped an album. He understands music. But
how about your Gareth Cliffs, though?
Also him. Like,
other people.
Yeah, seen, also him.
But they've been successful and never questioned. They were allowed to be on that platform.
I've questioned Gareth on the
but
platform.
But they still stayed
music.
There.
He was in a music station. He played music every day.
Mm. Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, maybe just an understanding. You've got an ear for sound. You've got, you know, that you're in the space.
But it's backed up by what?
What do you think of Tembi Siete singing?
She doesn't sing. She says Tembi Siete sing. She doesn't sing. She rap. In Boom Shaka, she was rapping, right?
I can't even.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
I guess we can just.
No, it's a no from me, man. Cute lady, but come on, man.
Yeah. I just know her for being on Gomorrah. That's all I know her of, like her acting there on Gomorrah.
Hey, this nigga will throw you to the dog. This
How?
Nigga.
How so?
What were you saying off air?
Yeah.
What did I say off air? I said she doesn't have the credentials.
No. Dog.
I just.
No.
You were like, Tembi Siete can't sing for shit. She's terrible.
I said she's a rapper. No, fuck you. Fuck you. He really wants to create this bus and. I said she doesn't have the credentials and she's not a singer, she's a rapper. Okay. Then you just reminded me of her singing.
Everybody was there. Ghost Lady, what did he say? Of
yeah.
Don't do that. See, you pay their salaries. Of course, of course they're going to say, yeah, Vele, he said.
But we laughed
I said,
at it.
No, I said she doesn't have the credentials.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like she can judge people on their singing. Now that you mention it, her singing, if you put Ankitibukai Ketang, come on, guys, that's not singing.
Oh, so she can't sing?
No.
Okay.
She can't. Gareth can't sing. Gareth Cliff can't sing. Have you heard him sing?
No.
Exactly. So Tembi can't sing as well.
Mm.
Oh, come on, guys. I have a fan mini jacket.
Can take off your jacket. You are getting hot.
I'm getting, no. It's because, like, I'm made to seem like I'm this guy who says shit off air and I don't say it. No.
But you do,
you
so.
Know what he's
okay,
doing.
Okay, name another one that I say off air and then on air. You too. You like doing this, right?
No.
And I've seen it. It's a trend. I've seen it. It's a trend. You two
so,
like
no,
doing
no.
This.
So you know he no, likes doing
okay,
this.
Okay, substantiate
thing.
Your claims.
Yeah.
What else have I changed stance on from on air to off air or off air to on air?
Today?
Anytime since I was on this podcast.
What was it now? It was Tembi Siete. What was the other one? What was the other one now?
Yeah, what's the other one?
Mini Dlamini, yes.
What did I say about Mini Dlamini? I just said now.
You said she's a gold digger.
Oh, fuck you. I didn't say that. Fuck off.
I didn't hear that.
Thank you. No salary
that.
For Feb. Oh, but thank you. I didn't say that. Making, come on, guys.
I know.
My piece on Mini Dlamini, I said my piece.
Yeah.
You know
no,
what
you
I mean?
Did. No, you
yeah.
did.
Yeah, because, you know... She had no business commenting on our business when her business at home is
oh, yes, that's
not
what
balancing.
Yes, that's what he said.
I said, what do you mean? But I said it that Minigamino, when she commented on our podcast and said she couldn't even finish an episode. Oh, come on. Bro, what are you drinking? I'll have this for you, man. You've had enough. Jesus Christ, going on with this guy. Going on with your boss, man. What's wrong with your boss today?
You know what he's doing to you.
I know.
What am I doing?
No, you know what he's trying to do, right?
Yeah.
He's trying to be like, like, oh, but you said, so that I can say some wild shit. Like, oh, but you said, and I haven't said wild shit. What I said is what I said is what I understand by it. You know, what I said is what I said and I stand by it.
Exactly.
Love you long
so
time.
So who's gonna be the mean person now, or like the bad cop on Idols? It's the top one.
Is it Somizi? Will it be Somizi?
Somizi can't be the bad guy.
So they got Somizi back.
He can't be
yeah,
the
no,
bad
no, no. Somizi's back.
Man, that's
why was he off one to begin with?
Because of Mohau shit.
Mohale.
Oh, the abuse yeah. allegations.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
damn.
Was it that?
Hmm?
Was it that only?
Come back.
Ah.
He said, "What a comeback." What do you mean?
I know.
I just echoed. Like Nyatolika, like a Sotweni. Like, you know.
He doesn't even know what he said.
What chica? You know what I mean? Oh, what bag was here? What bag? I'm just.
What time do we have there?
I'm just translating, man.
An hour. Okay, let's play a game.
Oh, let's play a game. Did you touch on everything?
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
About the tweets. We had another guy. Did you see those tweets? Some
oh,
predictions.
Oh, that guy that Mac had read his predictions earlier on, and one of them were what? 2022 something.
Come on the show.
Yeah. Oh, Nati's gonna come on
Which
the show.
Is not gonna happen.
That's why?
Gonna happen. Why?
We started. She doesn't wanna come.
Oh, she doesn't wanna come on the show.
Yeah.
The year has just started, though.
Why doesn't Nati
anything
wanna
can
come?
Happen? Anything can happen during the course of the year. I just feel like yeah.
So not gonna ask her to cook him pork or something.
Sitole wants to come.
So
it's not what.
Do you know what pork is?
Eh?
Ah, you see that? Ah.
That's all I wanna know.
No, man. Guys, read. Watch the show. Watch the show.
This show.
Yeah, watch this show, yes. Okay.
And you'll still ask, what did he mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you still don't know what he meant.
Was it a pun?
No.
No, it wasn't a pun.
Okay.
No.
It wasn't.
So why was everyone laughing?
Because
like the whole thing with Caesar was when Caesar was like, Pogogo. That's why you couldn't cook in Pogogo. Because like,
oh, isn't that pop?
Putu.
Putu.
What is putu in Venda? You know, guys don't have putu.
They don't have putu.
It's called what?
Nibusa. Nibusa.
Nibusa.
You have putu.
Nachiputu.
Nachiputu.
Is it?
Jesus.
Yeah, putu.
Oh. Sounds exotic.
It sounds exotic, yeah.
Nachiputu.
Like.
Nachiputu a la carte. I'm not preserved. Nachiputu a la carte.
It's like a nacho. It's kind of like putu presented as a nacho.
Yeah,
know?
Like, yeah. Then it's going to be Minimen and putu.
So, what you said is putu.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's it called?
Mpokoto.
That's putu.
Yeah. So here's what happened, dog. She argued with Caesar, you remember?
Yeah.
And then Caesar said, okay, I want to say something. It's too mean. Then she's like, no, say it, say it. Like, no, it's too mean. Then she's like, no, say it. Then it's like, okay, I was going to say that. That's how your marriage didn't last, because you were preparing Mpokoto the wrong way.
Ooh.
Then she took it personal and then brought it up after this whole spat they had about him being late, whatever, whatever, you know?
Mm.
And yeah, so I was saying, it's not like we want
to
ask her to prepare that on the show. So it's home, she can always come to the show.
Yeah.
I had to explain that.
You know, it's
now it loses.
It doesn't slap.
That flavor, yeah. It's like, it loses it, man. It's like, yeah, it loses that flavor.
It's got,
yeah.
There's no taste.
It's like adding salt to amasi.
Salt?
Yeah, it's bad. It's like, it loses that flavor. It's like,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what they're arguing about. The salt and pogoko thing.
Okay.
So the predictions. What about the other predictions that this guy also said?
Oh yeah, he had a new list of predictions.
I can't remember.
And Selo coming.
Is that guy credible though?
Ah, you came, you introduced him to us.
It's because like out of the predictions he made, like two had come correct.
So what does that mean? Is he credible?
I don't know, but like,
he's worth entertaining.
Yeah, is he worth entertaining?
I don't know. But just
okay, what did he say?
Let me read the next set.
Put it out there. So,
it's a new prediction set, right? And I don't want. So he says, first, I don't want to mention the name, but an influencer will come out that she has been raped by a famous artist, and she will bring a recording even.
Ooh.
So heavy. Imagine.
Heavy, heavy.
And then also Patrice Motsepe death.
Oh yeah, he deleted that tweet. And
yeah,
then
deleted.
He reposted it saying a billionaire will die, but we'd seen the deleted tweet.
Mm-hmm.
That's a deleted
and
tweet.
And then listeriosis.
How do you predict death, dog?
Hey, dog. Wow, wow.
It's wicked. Like
remember it happened with the other
Damn.
So the listeriosis will make a comeback. You know,
that's cool. I don't eat bologna.
Yeah,
I don't eat
bologna. Even if we can, you know, we can not eat bologna.
Hey, we survived
for a couple
COVID,
of
man. What's
exactly. What's the worst?
Like, what
you know,
hell,
yeah,
man,
it's okay. And then it goes Lizzo and Musa are having a baby.
Ooh. Oh, beautiful.
So,
oh,
so there's
beautiful.
Another, maybe there's
something
another baby.
Bright, not exactly. Death and rapes. Beautiful. That's
another
beautiful.
COVID baby.
Mm, so ooh. You never know. They just got married. There was also another one, like another prediction. Okay, also another, some Dr. Michael. Okay.
Dr. Michael?
Yeah.
Who's Dr. Michael?
And was like, Lerato Kanyaho will also divorce soon. Just watch.
No.
Imagine.
Wow. After getting a spa.
So I don't
renovated.
Know with these people. These I don't know what they are. Like who just out here predicting.
Nah, some of them just do it for relevance.
Yeah, some it's just clout.
Yeah, clout.
Clout
yeah.
And it's, or maybe they don't
like. It's
like
saying a famous person will die this year.
So this
they
person,
die.
They said you haven't seen anything. You will even be scared to be in a relationship or get married. So that's
you know
how
what, you know what's crazy about you know what's crazy about that Lerato thing. Mm-hmm.
The spa, the
no, like I think it was on a WhatsApp. I don't know if it was on the show's social media.
Okay,
but she tweeted. She's like, "Thanks for all the messages. If only God." I'm paraphrasing. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Could be wrong.
It's fine.
If only God could allow me to bless this man with the gift that we've been praying for.
Oh,
a kid.
Right?
That's a kid.
Shame, yeah. She doesn't have kids.
Right? Now, yeah. There's so many women, so many people out there with kids who would trade their kid for Lerato's life.
Mm.
And
no
she,
ways.
Bro.
People would trade their kid for money?
Have you seen where she drives? Have you seen where she stays?
Oh, your kid?
Bro.
Nah, I ain't trading my kid.
Hey, man,
nah,
I ain't
I'm
trading
saying,
your
but
kid
people out there.
Anything out
yeah.
there.
But for some people, a kid is a burden, dog.
Yeah, no. True. But
and then she would give up all of that to have a kid.
Yeah.
How crazy?
Yeah.
That's life, right?
That's life.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I get you. You can have everything on
can't have it all, eh?
And she's true, been open though. About her struggles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was conceiving, yeah. right? Yeah. yeah. Shame, man. Oh, shame.
Because literally, if they had a baby, like, she's sorted. Like, she's.
I can adopt.
Yeah, there's other means. And surrogacy, guys. There's other means.
Yeah, it's a surrogate, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah, you can have a surrogate. Another woman carry the kid. It's still his kid.
Sometimes there's even IVF, all these procedures that one may do. Yes, they're not successful sometimes, but I'm just, there's so many other ways. But
is Lerato an in-girl?
You start telling. Lerato? No, she's not. Because if you look at it, I mean, remember she used to date that other guy, soccer guy, and he wasn't like a rich guy also.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So, no, I wouldn't say she's an it girl.
But
no,
Minnie,
she's not.
Minnie dated
remember,
a soccer
hustled,
guy.
Man.
But Minnie dated a soccer guy.
Kune,
yeah?
Yeah,
but Kune and the other guy, Lerato dated a guy who played for Swallows. They were in different earning brackets.
Yeah, yeah.
Different earning brackets. And also, yeah, man, Lerato grafted, bro, from Soweto TV days.
Mm. Yeah.
Miss Soweto.
She's still grafting.
She's
yes,
still grafting.
Yes.
And she doesn't need to, bro, with all that money. She's still out in gigs, doing a radio
still
show.
Still gigging,
like.
still getting her own. She didn't just marry a rich guy and disappear.
Because
Minnie practically just disappeared. I mean, what was she working on? Unless I don't know.
All right, cool. Well, you get a drink. We're going to play a game, Ghost Lady.
Let's play a game.
It's called Crush My... No, that's the game.
Oh, I was about to drink the game. About to drink the game.
Here we go. Take that one, my dog.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So we're going to play a game. It's called Crush My Crush.
Crush My Crush.
I asked everybody in the crew to write their crush, and we must guess who the crush belongs to.
Okay.
Are you guys
okay?
ready? Sipio, did you write one?
No, I just...
Can you give him a paper that he must write
Yeah, give
one.
Him a paper and a pen.
Write your celebrity crush, Sipio.
Celebrity crush, Sipio. Put it in here. And then we're gonna rock it.
Your celebrity crush, like the woman or man that you'd like to smash, is a celebrity. What do you mean?
The paper.
We're inclusive. What?
The paper.
Oh, paper.
Bambir.
Bambir.
Kezo. Write your celebrity crush and then we'll put it in, yeah.
Write
anything else that you wanna talk about, Tom?
Yeah, my party, dog. We've moved.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, my party. We've changed venues.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. BBW at Cosmo is history.
Mm. Okay.
We're now at a bigger, better venue, Capello, in the Val.
Oh,
it's
nice.
An emerald. Proper venue. Because we realize that it's going to be a mess, bro.
Yeah, bro.
It's gonna, with that lineup, it's going to be a mess. So we're taking it to the Val Capello on the 26th. That's next week, Saturday.
Whoa.
And so... Go under my tweet, today's tweet. I'll post the poster. Mm. We're giving away 2 double tickets. So comment, well, retweet, comment, and then tag the person you want to come with, and you'll get a ticket. Bro. Well, I'll choose two people who will get free tickets.
Bro, the Vol is a vibe, dog.
The Vol is a vibe.
Coast Lane, I don't think you're ready for the Vol.
The Vol.
The Vol is crazy, man.
Okay.
Yeah, just tear it up and put it in here. Yeah. Some of the best parties I've played at were at the Vol.
Dude, the Vol is... People in the Vol know how to party.
No, definitely coming through. I'm definitely coming.
Yeah?
I'm definitely coming.
How old are you turning, bro?
I'm turning 87.
Okay,
I'm turning 35. Jesus, I'm turning 35, bro.
35?
Yeah.
Yeah, this year we turned 35, ne?
All of us are turned 35 this year.
Mm. Just leading the pack.
Hey, my birthday is first.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in November.
Mm. Oh, flip. And yours?
July.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah.
Hey. Yours? January. Yeah, I'm the oldest by a few months here. Fucking.
So at your age.
Remember our parents used to sit like this. But you palu four. But yeah, palu four, get man. Yeah.
Baba we kaya.
All right, good. Time for Crush My Crush. Are you guys
crush
ready?
My crush.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's
can't
go.
Wait.
All right.
All right.
Linda Mtoba. Mm. Who's that?
Linda Mtoba. Oh, she's the girl who married a white guy.
Oh.
Remember the one who played? I think she's the one who played.
She's also on. What is it called?
Linda Mtoba.
Remember Menzi Ngubeni?
Yes.
On Ismail, the daughter.
Yes.
Remember the pretty, very pretty girl.
Yes.
Yeah, got a kid also.
But she's also on the river. If I'm.
Oh,
on river
also now. On the river.
Oh, I see her. I see her. Yes. Can you see?
There she is.
Yeah, that's the one. Mm. See, with her baby there and okay. The husband, the white guy there.
Jeez. I know her.
She's very fuck beautiful. That looks like.
Is she ugly?
No. I'm trying to guess who.
Who?
Like, yo.
That looks like Nell.
More Africa? You like them natural, ne?
Oh.
I think more.
Yeah, more Africa. No, more Africa would never go for a weave girl.
I'm going from Africa. You go, lady?
Tato?
Tato, you?
Because she's not Saul's type.
Hey, not my type, definitely.
Actually, wait, I'd say Spiwe. Because. Spiwe. For the fact that the name was so on top, Pelas Piwa is the last one. Guess Piwa.
Yeah, I go for Neo. I go for Neo.
No, who is it? Man. Put your hands up.
Put your hand up.
Ta-da!
First lady. So, you didn't put a guy because it was going to be obvious.
Yes. I love
you. Yo, this is yours. Yeah. I'm 35, fam. I'm old. I'm old.
Damn, dog.
Yeah.
Alala.
S-C-T. Alala.
Alala.
Alala. Jesse got the right ghost producer this time around. Fucking hell. Alala. Okay, he always does, though. Not this time, right? He always does. That's a beast of a song.
Oh, man.
S-C-T.
Alala. Alala. Pearl Tusi. That is
another it girl.
Tibla, definitely. It's gotta be Tibla.
Tato.
I said no.
He was too quick to give a name. It's him. It's Piwe. Yeah, it's Piwe.
Cause lady.
I say Neo.
Neo. Who is it? Put your hand up.
Hey, oh, you were right.
Tato.
Yeah, you were right. You guessed the Tato. Hey.
Pearl Tusi.
Tato Mukomu.
Were you there when we recorded Pearl Tusi's episode? You were there, ne? In your wet dreams.
Helping yourself. White Tusa. Yeah?
Okay. Ooh, I don't think I know this one. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Brown Bombo.
The pregnant one. No, Blue's pregnant.
No, Blue's
pregnant. Brown is the sister, right?
Yeah. I said Sol
Penuka.
Sol.
That's Bob.
Oh, fuck you, motherfuckers. I already choose Mookie Samuels. I'm like, fuck, she got bums. I'm like, London got bums. I'm like, who does the bums? Yeah, bums. You guys know me, yeah?
So that's you.
Yeah. Yes. I almost met her and she was at Volcom.
Yeah.
Remember, yeah, but. She wasn't available. Mm. Yeah, she was sleeping.
So what would you do if Brown Bobo DM'd you tomorrow and said, so?
Yeah, I'm speaking to the DMs. We're talking to DMs on Volcom. Like, hey, are you around? I heard you're around. Like, yeah, I'm in my hotel room. And then something happened. What would I do? What do you mean?
I didn't finish. I could hear you interrupting.
Sorry. What do you mean?
Okay, so Brown inboxes me.
Yes.
In the DMs.
You open it up. She says, "So Penduka, been watching the podcast. Mm. You're my favorite. I heard your birthday's coming up. Mm. I'm going to be in the vault. Mm. I'm all yours. I'll be at room 236.
Brown.
Are you going to your party? Or are you going to the room?
Oh, I'm going to my party.
I'll leave Brown.
Mm. Yeah, I'll go to my party. I'll leave Brown, dog.
Mm. I'll go to my party. I'll leave Brown, dog.
Yeah, you Zulu. You know when Zulu guys, the pitch goes up, they serious. I'm like, shit. So you know, you're Zulu, you know. When I go, I leave Brown, I mean it, you know. I leave, I go to my party.
Mother, what?
I go to my party. No waste of missing my party for Brown. Brown is hot, I like her. But come on, B.
Bro, you'd come on Saturday and be like, oh, is the party over?
No, you come to the party and be like, guys, I'm calling my Uber.
No, no waste, all. Man. Nah, no waste. I'm gonna miss my party over any woman.
Okay.
Any woman.
Okay.
Unless it's my daughter.
All right. So Brown is in Las Vegas.
Hmm.
She invites you.
Hmm.
And you got a gig in Foslo.
Ooh.
Where are you going? She's booked flights, accommodation.
I'll go because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So I'll go to Vegas. B. I'm in Vegas.
She makes this so easy.
I'm slotting myself in Vegas, bro. I'm in Vegas with all the other slots. Brown is there. Hey, Brown. I'm here. Let's paint the fucking city brown. Mm-hmm. Town brown.
Hey, cool. Damn, Gogo.
Hey, Focalist is here.
Yeah, Focalist.
Damn, Gogo.
Damn, Gogo.
Damn, Gogo. Hey.
McG.
That's you. This.
McG?
Can't be him.
Put your hand up.
No, it's you, dog. It's you. Devin Cock is you.
Okay. Devin Cock is my type.
Yeah, we even called on the show. And you're so eager to call Devin Cock. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You like them thick also. Is Devin Cock, she looks thick, you know, but I haven't seen her body. Mm. But she looks thick, so I'd say you, Devin Cock.
Okay, who is it? It's not me. Simpiwe!
Simpiwe!
Hey! Ah! What's up, man?
Forget Devin, man. You're 2 hours. It's almost 6 hours, Devin, from Joburg, but with you, 2 hours.
Devin Gogo!
Wow, dog.
Please give him the mic. I'm intrigued. I want to know why you like Devin Gogo.
She looks like...
Wait, grab a mic first,
okay.
Dog. Sound guy. Yeah.
Sound guy speaking off mic.
No, usually my mic are omnidirectional.
Ooh, omnidirectional. Big words. That's why I like big
no,
girls.
No, man, she looks like my pedestrian crush. You know?
What's that?
A crush as a stratin.
Oh, roadkill. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. How dare you, man?
What do you mean? I'm sure intend funny celebrity. So man, the closest person to her was Durban Gogo.
Closest like person to who?
To who?
Oh, I'm getting la leleban. The closest person that looks like my crush is Durban Gogo.
Oh, your crush is starting.
Yeah.
Oh, your crush is Jeff Khatem.
Oh my God. Oh, because yeah.
Durban Gogo looks like your father. Like my daughter looks like me, so your crush is in the ministry. What's his ministry's portfolio now?
The transports.
Aiming high, dog. I like you. Aiming high.
Jeff, win.
Sound and lighting.
Oh, boo, Jeff, bro, Jeff, hey, aiming high. Speed you.
All right, let's go. Yeah. Wow, I didn't see that, bro.
I didn't see that coming. Yeah,
so, pedestrian.
Yeah, apparently, she's
now
with
a pedestrian crush.
No way.
Pedestrian crush. Yeah, that's what he calls it.
No ways.
Focalistic. Yeah, apparently they're no together.
They're together. No apparently.
Why?
Because he likes my vendor car.
Oh, true.
No ways.
No, yes, the ways.
They took out apparently this tweet and like them looking very cozy. I've seen pictures and all.
I saw a video where she got like flowers and whatever during Valentine's.
Oh, beautiful, yeah.
But I think it just happened to be in the room because maybe they had the same gig or something.
Oh.
You know, like if we have the same gig at the Val.
Yeah.
And then I go to your room and then you're taking... I don't think.
And then I'm taking.
How?
Taking a video.
Yeah.
And he just happens to be in the room. Maybe.
And a brown bomber chases you out.
How?
Three's a crowd.
That's Vegas, my dog.
Oh, that's Vegas.
All right. Pearl Muriadi.
Ooh, Pearl Muriadi. Muriadi.
That's going to be Neo.
No. It's you.
Me?
Oh, but it can't be you because, like, a crush is it's someone you want.
Yeah.
And have never had.
It's someone you've never been with.
Yeah, like in a car with ciders or anything.
Or relationships. Yeah.
And go on, but got that lap, you know. Yeah, ma.
Tibla.
I'm going for now.
No, I'm going for. Hey, more Africa's. I'm going for Tiki Mazwai's name to come up. Then I go, more Africa! They're like, more Africa, you know? Oh, man. Oh, man, it's down to like one, two,
no,
three.
No.
And more Africa. No, Nevo's got.
Okay, Nevo.
I'm going for Tibla.
Tibla.
You?
Tibla.
Tibla. Who is it?
Hey! Mo Africa! Mo Africa, nice one!
Come on camera, bro. People have never seen
you. You have nice taste. Pearl is beautiful.
Come here, bro.
You have nice taste.
Which camera? Is it the white camera? Yeah, come this side,
and you
bro.
Dress so, have, yeah. You dress so nice today, bro.
Hey.
Like you're well dressed today, bro.
Come la,
yo, come through, Mo Africa.
Come through, come
shine,
to
man.
Come here, Mo Africa.
Balufo, the Mashiach shoe.
Balufo.
Kelagaso, the Mashiach shoe. Kelagaso, dog.
That's Mo Africa.
These are nice shoes. Balufo, man. Yeah, boat shoes, man.
Horse shoes, man.
Horse or boat?
You don't just show them up. They're horse shoes.
Horse shoes.
Yeah, like
so, why are you crushing my leftovers?
Hey, shaking it. Calm down. Man.
I didn't know.
Wait, what?
No, like I didn't know.
Wait, crushing on what?
Hey,
I didn't know that. I didn't know it too. I didn't know it too.
No, men guys, yo,
like for real.
For real.
Yeah, let's go. Next one, Buntle Murisela.
Whew. Married women. Mac G, that's your crush.
Why you keep saying me, bro?
Nevo.
We interviewed her. I saw how you looked at her, fam.
Nevo.
Bro.
No, that's Mac's crush.
Bro, I was almost her. What is it?
Sbari.
Sbari.
Yes.
What would
oh,
I
yeah.
Hey, I was almost
oh,
a Sbari.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's not Mac. It's not Mac.
Who
it's
was
not.
She with that you were almost a Sbari?
Candice.
Oh, you were. It was Candice.
Why would I look at her?
Oh, dude. I mean, I've been on Pornhub. Brother-in-law smashes sister-in-law. Fucking hell. I've seen that shit happen before. Hey, I'm Africa. Hey, man, I've been on Pornhub before. I've seen mother-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law.
The reference. How? Oh, the education you're receiving.
Hey,
who
people,
is it? Who
people
is it?
Do
oh,
want to...
What do you think it is?
It's you.
No, I say no. I say it's Neo.
Neo.
No, it's
you.
It's not. Okay. It's not Mac.
It I say it. Neo as well.
Neo.
Neo. Oh, Tibla.
Tibla.
Then it's you. Hey. Oh, it's Tibla. Oh, hey.
Tibla.
Hey, Tibla. Nice taste, dog.
All right.
Oh, can you handle her, man?
Yeah.
I mean, Tibla's so skinny and like.
Tibla looks 14.
Oh yeah, but
guys.
Skinny guys do pack at times. So,
I remember when I was in Ghana by the airport. As soon as we landed with my woman, there was some Ghanaian guy who came up to me. He's like, "Man, you can handle this."
Yeah, because she's like, "I'm waiting for my boyfriend. My boyfriend is going to help me." And then the boyfriend comes, and the guy goes, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Nkosazana daughter.
It's him, obviously. Like, he gets so excited. Oh. So she's going to be at my birthday party performing.
Oh,
and whenever I mention Gozana daughter,
oh, man.
She's gorgeous, eh? With them dimples.
Natural, natural.
She's beautiful, and she's well-groomed. You know that she does not, like, eat cheese and, I think, milk.
Also dairy products.
Dairy
basically.
Oh, yeah.
Is she lactose intolerant?
No, like... Because it's bad for women, apparently.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, so her father never gave it to her. You know, like, hey, she's from a good home, bro. Hey, dog, let's say you were single, right? Yeah. Nah, you'd need to work.
Nah.
You'd need to work. Nah. For Susanna's daughter. Like, she's from
now
a good home.
That's who you marry.
Well taken by.
That's who you marry.
Oh, yeah?
Give me Mini, give me Susanna. I'm hitting and run. Then I'm marrying the daughter. Does it make sense?
Mini, Nkosazana. But they both... Oh, Nkosazana daughter. I'm thinking like you're into Gaminis, you know? I'm thinking like you're into Gaminis. Nkosazana Gamin. I'm like, what's going on, dog? Oh, because it's a daughter.
Yeah. So Mini, you hit and run. And then you marry Nkosazana daughter.
Yeah, Nkosazana daughter is wife material. Mm.
So I like the music, right?
Mama, played it last year, all my sets, rocked it all the time because I love it.
Yeah.
And then we were rocking it. Where were we, bro?
Welcome.
Welcome.
Coco Lounge.
Yeah, last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Saw's manager called up and then she came through.
Pulled through.
Oh, man. What a ball of energy.
Mm.
Beautiful, but she smiles and dimples. Hey.
But you
that's
are
a woman,
committed.
Man. That's a woman, director.
Yeah, no, I'm saying if I was single, that's my type. Like she's so down to earth.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Very down to earth, man.
Yeah,
humble.
She's so chilled, bro. Oh, fuck, she's amazing.
Even when she speaks, yo, that thick Zulu accent, and sultry voice, like oh,
sure. Mm. I can't play after age a party, dog.
Why?
There might not be a set.
Sfiso, you heard, right? This nigga is not playing after Nkosazana.
No, because I'm going to run back to my daughter.
Good one.
That's a good one.
Anyway, we are here.
Are we finished?
Yeah,
who's Neo?
Are we done?
Who's Neo? Who's yours?
It's the last one.
No, there's nothing here. Oh, shit.
Oh,
there's one more. Okay, we know who it is.
Yeah.
Fuck, Lou, I don't know you don't say.
How dog?
Are
you? I want to know your crush.
How? Shoot your
Lutando.
Shot.
Lutando.
You never know.
Lutando Sosha.
Sosha.
Oh.
Who's that? Who's that, bro? Loot Love.
Yeah, oh. Lutando Sosha. Yeah.
Oh, she's good vibes. She's good vibes.
Yeah.
Oh, she's good vibes.
And he stays in Pretoria. You like penetrating Sosha.
Hey man, we are here. Penduka, what are you gonna say, man?
Nah, we are. Oh, Peaky Blinders is gonna be is coming up.
Ah, yes, what's that thing, Peaky Blinders.
By order of the Peaky Blinders.
Oh.
Peaky Blinders is coming through. It's back for season 6 on the 26th or 7th of Feb, but it's obviously on BBC. If you know, you know. I'll be able to get it.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
Yeah. What is that?
Peaky Blinders?
Peaky Blinders?
No.
You don't know it?
No.
Woo!
One of the best series ever created.
Yeah, it's like, what's that one in America? It's similar to, fuck, I'm forgetting it, man. I'm forgetting the series, man. Mm-hmm. You know where the bootlegging, alcohol, back in the days, 1930s,
1940s? Yeah, yes, it's essentially like that. Set in the 1930s, long ago.
It's done by this guy, man. Let me find it.
Okay, and it's this English family.
Mm-hmm.
Gypsy,
so this one is set
Gypsy.
In UK.
Yeah. And it's the Shelbys. And Thomas Shelby is the leader. And they become like this gang that's involved in bookmaking, prostitution, I think weed and all these other illegal activities. Mm-hmm. And they just grow and grow and take over. They're called the Peaky Blinders because they wear these hats.
So
what are these hats called, those hats? Oh man, I forgot the name. And they keep blades.
Martin Scorsese, yes.
But he's a director, isn't he?
Yeah, he directed the series I'm talking about.
Oh yeah. What are the hats called?
Okay, they've got it.
Indoor, man.
So where is it? On Netflix? Where is it?
And then they've got like blades here.
Where do you get
and
it?
And then they blind you when they hit you with the blade. Peaky Blinders, because mm-hmm. the peaks of the hat have blades.
Where do we get it?
It's on Netflix. You can check it on Netflix. But now, you see, like, remember, the original network is not Netflix, but obviously Netflix has syndicated it. So when it comes out now, it will not be on Netflix. Like, just like Breaking Bad was out on whatever. So it's going to, obviously, the latest series is going to be on BBC.
But
you can check it out on Netflix.
Oh, just to catch up.
Yeah. And also check out Bad Sport. There's a show called Bad Sport.
Yeah.
It's a series of documentaries where they talk about corruption in sports. So they talk about the Hansi Cronje thing and the Juventus scandal. You know the chairman of Juventus?
Yeah. I've seen that, yeah.
He used to send prostitutes to referees.
Why?
So obviously.
So they favor.
They favor Juventus. Uh-huh. And the referees he doesn't like, you kidnap them.
Yes.
And the referee was kidnapped.
Yeah, that shit is wild.
That shit is wild, right? And there was a guy in America who became like a pro race sports driver, but he was also the owner of the team. He'd buy like the cars and whatnot. Gandhi's a drug lord. It's crazy. It's like a super interesting thing if you're into documentaries.
There's one referee who saw flames. Yeses.
Where?
Remember they kidnapped him.
Yeah, that's the guy who got kidnapped. It's so wild. Like this shit happens in real life. Kidnap referees, and then obviously the Hansi Cronje story. It's
It's two families. Boardwalk Empire.
I've heard of it. Also, Boardwalk Empire is like Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, but the American version.
Oh,
so similar. Yeah.
No, I must Boardwalk check it out, Empire, man. Boardwalk Empire is hot.
Yeah.
Better than Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, yeah.
Better.
I've heard of Boardwalk Empire.
I'll give it a shot, man. When I find time.
Yeah, we're out here, man. Podcast is chill, man.
Happy Thursday.
Peace. Happy Thursday.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast. And chill, Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.